The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
My next guest has had a career at the forefront of history. He was witness to the fall of the Berlin Wall and the breakup of the Soviet Union. On the BBC, he presented many hours of live coverage following Princess Diana's death in a car crash in Paris. And 4 years later, he announced to the world the shocking reports of the 9/11 terrorist attacks in the US. In the past decade, his focus has been on a very different worldwide issue, the climate disaster and the efforts needed to save ourselves from it. He's in Dublin and he's with us now, Nick Gowing, a foreign affairs specialist, former BBC World presenter and founder of Thinking the Unthinkable. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Jonathan.
Why have you decided to go down this route? You could have continued on the circuit around the world talking about your work to date and all the momentous things that you covered, but you focused on one issue and one issue alone. Why?
It's about the challenge that we all face, about sustainability, about survivability, frankly. It may be a grim day here in Dublin and probably down in Cork as well, but actually there is a significant challenge as confirmed by Esri on the front page of some of the papers today, talking about health admissions because of the threat from the global warming that's going on. And I'm here in Dublin because of a meeting behind closed doors, which I've been chairing and also talking to get chief executives and senior people to think more actively about sustainability, convened by BDO in Santiago. And that's designed to get people thinking about the enormity of the existential threat that we're all facing. You could say that we went through all of that with East Germany, with Eastern Europe, with the Soviet Union and so on. But this is about our survivability, Jonathan, as human beings on this planet. And I'm not being overdramatic. It's the scientists who are saying that. And last week I was with John Kerry, the former advisor to President Biden, who said very clearly, this is now a fight of our lives. And that's why I'm here in Dublin to try and encourage with BDO and Santiago the idea that chief executives, senior executives, board members have to think more radically and think and embrace much of what is going on. It isn't going to go away. It's going to get worse much quicker.
I suppose it brings in the boiling the frog argument, that the frog will get out of boiling water instantly, but if you boil the water with the frog in it, it'll stay. Now, I know that's technically not correct, but it's a good analogy. Because we are living through this, it'll be too late. And because we don't see the immediate effects in countries like ours, perhaps we're too slow to act.
Yes, I mean, it's a day for frogs here in Dublin, I think. There's so much rain. It's the same in London yesterday. But, I mean, this is more specific than that, because companies, large and small and medium, are going to have to start reporting very quickly something called CSRD, Corporate Sustainability Reporting Directive, where everything they do has got to be reported, like going through an audit. And that's what I'm here to do, to encourage people in business to realize that this is part of their central mission. They've got to do this. Up to 100 or 1,000, 1,100 different bits of reporting, things which they're not even thinking about at the moment, which is intimidating for a lot of them, but they've got to do it. And that's what Santiago and BDO are trying to do, to encourage people to think at that level more productively, more positively about the way forward. This is about positiveness, not being grim and doomsters.
Is that message penetrating through? Because what I've noticed in the last couple of years is that while this was an issue for the public, people in boardrooms didn't care. But now people in boardrooms do care because of ESG, and they want to be seen to do the right thing. Eventually, that's going to hit profit. And will a lot of the support that's there at management level start to disappear when it hits the bottom line and somebody gets blamed?
There's a sign of wobble going on at the moment, yes, but for the very reasons that you put, particularly with Trump coming in the United States, probably, possibly, depending on which way you want to rate the probabilities. But yes, there is a softening of the commitment. Last week, Shell announced that they were not going ahead with a big biofuel plant in Rotterdam because it's going to affect their profits. So your point is absolutely clear that there is a weakening in some areas, but it is not removing the legislation, the regulation, both the CSRD and the Corporate Sustainability Due Diligence Directive, which is a similar thing. This was enacted into statutory regulation here in Ireland literally last week. And therefore, it's not something that's going to go away, even if it may be affecting profit, it's got to be done. And frankly, to put it bluntly, if people don't do it, if companies don't do it, if chief executives and chief financial officers don't do it, they will be fined very heavily, and the fines are enormous.
Do you think your former career and those who are practicing now in the world of media are partially to blame for this? That the Fourth Estate focuses not on this because might sell newspapers, doesn't generate clicks as much as Love Island or the latest pronouncement from Donald Trump. I mean, has the Fourth Estate let everybody down by not emphasising the points that you're making about the grim reality of climate change?
Well, it's not about grim reality. It's about being realistic. It's being neither positive nor negative. On my former profession, I still feel myself a journalist because, as you know, Jonathan, you never lose journalistic instincts for asking difficult questions, whether you're a journalist or not. I would say there is a political agenda from some media organisations. It's a struggle to get some of this on air, but I come from the United Kingdom and I used to work at the BBC where there's an environment editor, several environment correspondents. They are getting enormous amounts of stuff on air. The trouble is the public is by and large, and you're seeing this with the Green Party here in Ireland, the public is to a certain extent beginning to switch off, just at a time when the science is saying they need to switch on. And it'll be interesting to see. I come from a country where we now have a stable government, hopefully for the next 5 years, where there can be a commitment without political risk in order to get stuff done on wind farms, on biodiversity, on nature. In the United Kingdom, for example, 60% of all species have been eliminated in the last few years. Now, this is something that my former profession and many in newspapers and radio and television are reporting. The trouble is you can't keep reporting it all day, every day. And you've got to keep people on board. And that's a real difficult challenge. And people are feeling it around them, whether they're seeing floods, they're seeing heat, they're experiencing heat. 100 million people in the United States are experiencing heat at the moment, which is almost impossible to live with.
Forty-nine degrees in Arizona, and absolutely. I've been in Phoenix, and it was very hot in the mid-30s. I can imagine what 49 was like. But Nick, I guarantee you, if we were to run the numbers, your former colleagues in the BBC would have given far more coverage 2 weeks ago to somebody spraying orange paint on Stonehenge than they did probably on the climate emergency that particular day. And I read in the papers yesterday, the Extinction Rebellion people, who you can agree with or disagree with, you know, threatening to camp outside King Charles's home in Highgrove in form of protest at probably the man who cares more about the environment than anybody else in your country. I mean, they will focus on the wrong thing. And as long as they focus on the wrong thing, that the people who are doing the wrong thing get away with it.
I wouldn't get too worked up about Extinction Rebellion. It's not paint, it's powder, by the way. So it can be washed off, and that's what happened on Stonehenge. But I have been witness to a number of discussions at festivals and so on, where those involved in direct action have said this is now becoming counterproductive. And there's a lot of sign that it is. But what I'm here to do is encourage those in the business community to realize that this is something they cannot ignore. It's not about campaigning. It's about saying, look at what you're doing. Look at how you do it. Look at what you're doing for your company. And realize that, as John Kerry said last week, this is now intolerable for human life. Your businesses are at risk if you don't engage in all of this.
All right, John Gowing, absolute, and Nick Gowing, I beg your pardon, sorry, John Kerry in my mind. Nick Gowing, a former BBC presenter and founder of Thinking the Unthinkable. Thank you very much for joining us, Nick, this morning in Dublin.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.